Everlasting Father, we just bless your holy name. King of kings, we thank you for what you have done for us. According to your word in Hebrews 2:12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And God has given him a name that's above every other name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, everything on earth, in heaven, and underneath the earth must bow. Father, in the name that's above every other name, we pray this morning that every principalities in our lives must bow in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, Lord, as we go into your world, I pray that principalities that will affect your people, that will not make them to be able to hear this word, or that this word will not make any meaning in their life. I rebuke those principalities now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word come with power. Let your word come with anointing. Let your word do something beautiful in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I pray that your word, oh Lord, this morning, I shall speak of your word. I will not speak of myself in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The title is Dominion. Dominion and the image of God. Dominion. God gave us dominion as men, as human beings here on earth. Are we exercising it? That is the question this morning. Many of us so much believes in wizards and wizards that we relegate the power of God to the background. You know. And as I usually do to conform my understanding of a word, you know, I check the dictionary for the meaning. So when I was preparing this word, I went to the dictionary. What is dominion? And I was presented with some words. Dominion means supremacy, ascendancy, dominance, domination, superiority, predominance, preeminence, authority, mastery, control, command, power, rule, govern, and so on and so forth. So I began to do a virtual review of what God created man to do in Genesis 1:26, to have dominion over all the earth. And the question is, are we really doing this as children of God? When you notice something, and every one of us will notice this, man has advanced considerably in the exertion of physical power over this earth. In fact, the word green now means that we should take it easy so that we don't kill the earth. That is to tell you how man has become powerful. Excuse me. We have created machines that would till the ground for us, plant crops for us, and we harvest them for us. We have created automobiles that make us to move faster than donkeys and camels of those days. We have created computers to perform calculations and processing for faster and processing far faster than humans being could do. We've created telephones, the internet, another means to speed up telecommunications. And we've understood the anatomy of man and animals and have created medicines to heal many ailments and vaccines to prevent many viruses and diseases. We have created manufacturing plants to mass produce products and robots to deliver services. But is this what God meant by having dominion over the earth? Somebody sent a message to me on WhatsApp, and it was in Mecca. You know, the king was coming, and he was on his feet, he was walking. And behind him was this giant robot as physical protection. Not even human beings or bodyguards now. Heavy giant robot, big, and was walking behind the man as the man was going in front. So that robot is ready to take the bullet. I'm sure if you shoot him, bullet cannot penetrate him. He's ready to take the bullet for the king as he's walking along. That is to tell you how far man has gone in advancement. But is this what meant by telling us when he asked us to dominate the world? Number one, we are not told when God designed the earth, but we are told that he executed his design by speaking the words, "Let there be." God did not create gardens to help him separate the land from the waters, no. Nor did he use a pond to create and nurse for several months the great whales and other creatures in the sea that we see today. No. He simply spoke the words and those things came to being. So when God created the beast of the field, the fowls of the air, and all the living creatures, the Bible says that he brought them to Adam to see what he will call them. Surprisingly, Adam gave them the names without running out of words. So it's clear that God handed over dominion to Adam. It is true that we messed up by committing sin. But Christ Jesus came to take back to us that original level of power and authority that God gave us, that God gave to Adam. When God gave dominion to Adam over principalities and powers, Adam lost it, no doubt about that. But Jesus Christ came back. It is the work of that Jesus Christ that many of us fail to realize and uphold in our lives. And that is why we run helter-skelter. We are pregnant, we don't want to tell people. We are expecting, we don't want to tell people. I'm going for an interview, I don't want to tell people. I am going to travel next tomorrow. I must not tell people. We begin to fear. Praise the Lord. Brethren, God has given you dominion. Let us exercise it. Christ taught us and even demonstrated to us that man has authority and power. He said we could say to a mountain, "Be taken up and cast into the sea." And it will be so if we have the faith. That was exactly how man created, how God created the earth in the first instance. That was how God created man in the first instance. When Jesus walked on water, no one believed it was possible. When he commanded the storm on the sea to be still, people opened their mouths in surprise, complete surprise. But this is not the kind of dominion that God wants us to exercise over the earth. Is this the kind of dominion God wants us to exercise over the earth? Why are we so helpless over hurricanes and tornadoes? Why do we watch in sorrow and sympathy when these weather conditions sweep people's houses away every year? Why are we so much in fear of the coronavirus that is rampaging the world now? We are even able to predict with certainty when the hurricanes will happen. But we helplessly surrender our belongings to them when they happen. How could God give us so much power and refuse to exercise them? Isn't it time to understand the real meaning of dominion and exercise authority that God gave us here on earth? I am praying, no matter your condition, in this 2020, you will dominate in Jesus, you will dominate the earth in the name of Jesus. When you have dominion, you have power. You write the rules. Your decision is final. You dictate the terms. This will be your portion this year in the mighty name of Jesus. For the rest of this year, you will not helplessly watch things happen this year. You will exercise your faith to stop them in the mighty name of Jesus. You will stop storms, sudden disasters, ravaging, challenges from happening in the mighty name of Jesus. You will move mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. You will move barriers in the mighty name of Jesus. Obstacles will become stepping stones to your success in the mighty name of Jesus. You will change rules that are disadvantage to your progress in the mighty name of Jesus. You will exercise effortless, that is non-physical power this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Your success shall have no boundaries for the rest of the year in the mighty name of Jesus. You will subdue your world in the mighty name of Jesus. That is, you will command things to happen and they will be so in the mighty name of Jesus. Your words shall not fall to the ground without being fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. You will change the course of nature in the mighty name of Jesus. You will create things and they will multiply in the mighty name of Jesus. You will exercise supremacy in the mighty name of Jesus. You will truly exhibit the image of God for the rest of this year in the mighty name of Jesus. This can only be done when you made up your mind to dominate. You will have dominion. The power of the Most High God will constrain us to do the right things this year and for the rest of the year in the mighty name of Jesus. So it is not just saying all those scientific things. Having dominion is also personal. Yeah, we are all users of telephone. In Nigeria in those days, there was this minister of communication who told us bluntly on the network news that telephone is not meant for the poor. People have telephone in their houses that time. People who actually have telephones in their houses that time, they are middle class people. Upper middle class, not just any middle class, upper middle class. You know, and it was a sting of pride when the thing just ring, blah, 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 blah. You know, I was very small in Kano. I think maybe age 5 or 6 when my father was in Kano and we were there with him. And in that quarters where we live, a telephone rings there every day. Either from work to tell my father that his schedule has been changed or that he should come early. And so many other things. And we use the telephone for other things. So, and then it was a sense of pride in me that time to be the first person to get there. When I hear, bang, 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 I would quickly go there. Hello? He said, it's your dad we want to speak to. I said, Daddy! Mommy! You know, it was a sense of pride. Although when we were eventually transferred back to Lagos, and we came back to our Face Me and Face You apartment that my father built in Lagos, that facility disappeared. But this man was good enough or tough enough to tell us that telephone was not meant for the poor. Today, an average person in Nigeria, the market woman, will have 2 or 3 lines. That is to tell you how man has advanced. Yet, that same average woman still fears the powers of witches, still fears the powers of demons. And we go to church. I was watching one program yesterday, and it was showing his belly. And was telling us that needles were brought out from his tummy. And it was showing us the needle. And people believe such stories. And a lot of them there. Why? Because they believe in the power of witches and wizards. I'm not saying there are no witches and wizards. But read this Colossians chapter 2 verse 10. When you are completing him, you have dominion. That dominion will not ever depart from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, let us change our orientation. One of our brothers has spoken about these things before. Brother Toko Ogunleye, if you remember him, he came from Nigeria at that time for this study tour. And he was with us for almost 6 months. So just clearly, fear no, I'm not saying witches and wizards do not exist. They exist. But know within you that you have power over them because you are complete in Christ. Praise the Lord. People that we fear, that will not be able to exercise that power and dominion if you are not born again. I have been in that situation before. If you are just a bench warmer in the church, if you are just a church goer, if you are just a Christian by name, people look at your name, oh, Isaac, he must be a Christian. Then you will not be able to exercise dominion over them. Because they know you don't know your right in the first instance. They know you are not there. But when you are born again, when you are complete in him, according to the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man is in Christ, he's what? He's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, Everything has become new. Witches and wizards have no power over you anymore. Let us glorify Jesus. Let us stop glorifying witches and wizards. It shall be well with you. The joy of the Lord shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. You will dominate. I want us to raise up our hands tonight, this morning. Say, Lord, come into my life. Let me dominate. Let me not be an onlooker. Let me not be an onlooker. I want to participate in dominance. I want to dominate. You will dominate your environment. You will dominate your finances. Your finances will not dominate you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will dominate your destiny. Your destiny will be fine. In the name of Jesus, witches and wizards will not dominate your destiny. Oh yes, I pray for you today. I say, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you will dominate. You will dominate. You will dominate. You will live a life sound. You will live a life free from evil dreams in the mighty name of Jesus. You will live a life free from fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless you. I just thank you for your word. I magnify your name. For indeed thou art God. Let your power reside in me. Let me be able to dominate for the rest of my life. I shall fear no evil. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.